There's another sort of chess-like competitive game called Castellan, which actually has really cool toy value. And unlike some of the more theoretical games where you've got tiles, this one has players competing to build a castle. You're using a card deck in your hand to determine which pieces you can put down. But you've actually got little castle walls and pieces of the castle that you're building. And your goal is to enclose a courtyard, and that's how you score your points. So there's a strategy to what you're putting down and when and how you're closing things off and things like that. It's a two-player game, but they sell different colored sets, so it can actually be expanded to a four-player game, which is pretty clever too. But that one's actually fun to watch being played. You're actually building something.
What about this game? It has such a great title, Gentlemen Thieves.
In Gentlemen Thieves, you're skulking through late 19th century Europe, like the classic character Arsène Lupin. And it's kind of a clever design because it's sort of cooperative, as you might expect with a game titled Gentlemen Thieves. You show respect to the other players and you try to bring them in so you can all accomplish some of the heists together. But by the time the game ends, somebody's going to get stabbed and there can only be one winner. So it's a nice variation on the co-op style board game.
So what would you say are your top picks then for these kind of more casual board or strategy games?
Well, there's a game called Augustus, which is surprisingly complex. It's been described as Caesar Bingo, kind of sarcastically, but it actually is a really wonderful little game that's accessible even for younger kids. You're a servant of Caesar and you're given a number of possible missions and you get to decide which ones you're going to pursue. And to complete them, you have to allocate your little legionnaire meeples on the cards. And how you do that is determined by random draw. So the symbols are drawn out of a bag and that tells you what you can allocate that time or what you can move that time. And that's where the bingo mechanic comes in on it. But there really is a strategy figuring out which ones of the goals you're going to pursue and how you're going to allocate your little legionnaires. So even though it may seem really simple, it's actually a fine, complex game as well. Well, and again, speaking of licenses, there's a really fine licensed board game connected to the Firefly universe. So Firefly and Serenity. Firefly the game, and you play the captain of a Firefly-class ship sailing through that universe, desperately trying to make ends meet, taking on whatever job comes your way.
I'm geeking out a little bit over here. I'm just letting you know.
they do a remarkably good job capturing the tone of the show and the movie, sort of that ragged desperation, take whatever job comes your way approach. Good mechanics. It's not going to be too intense for people who aren't hardcore gamers. If you've seen the show, you're going to love this. If you haven't seen the show, you're still going to find it fun.
So can I wear my brown coat while I'm playing?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, just making sure. But then your kind of top pick for this category would be Forbidden Desert?
Yes, and it's the follow-up to our top pick from a couple of years ago, Forbidden Island, where you were searching for artifacts on an island that was very quickly sinking. It's a full cooperative game. This one is cooperative as well, and it has some things in common with Forbidden Island. So if you've played that game, this one's going to be on the surface, very accessible, very similar. It's a modular board. You're using pieces and laying them down so that the board changes every time. But there are more mechanics in play this time, more moving pieces. Yeah, you are part of a group of adventurers who have crashed in the desert and you need to uncover the pieces of a famous and sort of mythical lost flying machine so you can put it together and get out of the desert before the elements do you in. So you go through the board, you're exploring, you're uncovering the ruins, you're trying to find these pieces, but you're also contending with the sun, which is a peril, and you've got a water marker, which you've got to keep an eye on. And you're also contending with this raging sandstorm, which is changing the board as you go around and dumping sand on top of the characters and on top of the things you're trying to uncover. And that's one of the really neat mechanics for this that shows it's not just another version of Forbidden Island. There's a whole nother level of gameplay here that makes it more complex and more challenging than the earlier game. It's a wonderful game. Great playing pieces. $25. It comes in that same kind of tin that Forbidden Island did. It's a great gift.